He's been seen on CNBC, the Fox News Channel, and the Fox Business Channel. His articles can be found on MarketWatch, Seeking Alpha, TheStreet.com, and many other places. He's the author of the weekly Best Stocks Now newsletter and the inventor of the Best Stocks Now app. He's president of Gunderson Capital Management. Here is professional money manager, Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Monday morning. It's a new month. It's a new day. It's May the 1st. This is Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management in San Diego, California. And we have a mixed market today. Good for the NASDAQ, but a little dicey for the Dow right now. The Dow's down 11 points this morning. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is at 20,928, however. Those are some very, very lofty numbers indeed. We have the NASDAQ, on the other hand, up 21 points, hitting new all-time highs. 6,068 on the NASDAQ, up almost 0.3 of 1% here this morning. The S&P 500 is also up today. It's up almost 3 points. 2,387 is where the S&P resides. Currently, the crude oil market's down a little bit this morning. They've kind of been going nowhere in a hurry. Crude oil is at $48.88 right now, and it's down 45 cents per barrel. Gold is down $3.90 per ounce. Gold is at $1,264. Gold is another one going nowhere in a hurry. Silver down a dime to 1709. That rhymes. The euro is at 1.0917. That's a lot of digits. Euro has been strong recently, especially since the French election. The prelims, anyways. The finals are coming up in a week. The 10-year yield backing off a little bit here this morning. We're at 2.30%. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson in sunny San Diego, California. And we want to welcome in our Phoenix audience here this morning. This is our first day in that market. My wife and I, we spend quite a bit of time over there in the desert sun, having fun. We go from San Diego to Phoenix to get warmed up sometimes when we get that overcast here at the coast. And the Phoenix people, we pass them on the freeway. They're headed towards San Diego to get cooled off. So the grass is always greener, right? And right now the grass is fairly green. It's obviously been green since March 9th, 2009, when this whole bull market began. My weekly newsletter, which I've been writing for over two decades now, put out a buy signal on the market back on March 27th of 2009. I reiterated that buy signal once again. How many straight weeks is that in this past newsletter? The newsletter goes out every single weekend. And it is an ancillary arm of my money management business here in San Diego at Gunderson Capital Management. I manage accounts for people all across America. A little bit different from the rest. I'm not an asset allocator. I haven't bought into the asset allocation strategy. I think it's worked okay over the last couple of decades because it's had the bond market at its back, the wind at its back, with those falling interest rates. But I think going forward, moving ahead, it's going to be challenged heavily in a rising interest rate environment. No, I'm not calling for zooming rates here anytime soon, but I just believe that the tide has shifted on the interest rate picture in America. And it's going to be hard to get any capital appreciation out of bonds going forward. And that's what's really juiced the performance of the bond market over the last couple of decades. In my opinion, the capital appreciation is going to continue to come from the ownership side of the market, the equity side of the market, the stock side of the market. And it just seems to me that income investors would be better positioned owning dividend payers on the ownership side as opposed to coupon payers on the debt side. We'll talk more about that in the coming weeks. I'm always talking about that. We try to look at the big picture of the market here at the beginning of the week. I've had a buy signal on the market since March of 2009. That buy signal has served me, my listeners, my newsletter followers, my money management clients very well, because I know there's a lot of other voices out there that have cried bear many, many times over that course of an eight-year-plus bull market. But I'm also a guy that believes in a little bit of market timing. There will come a time here at some point in the future when we head into a recession here in the U.S. economy and when earnings of the S&P 500 begin to recede once again. Now, they've been growing since 2009. Markets and stocks follow earnings. And as long as earnings are rising, the stocks and the markets are going to follow along as they don't get too expensive. And I can't say at the current time that this market is too expensive. It's trading at about 17.5 times forward earnings, which is at the upper end of the range. But we've still got a very favorable interest rate environment, and we still have an economy that continues to grow. We are now in the midst of earnings season. We'll get, I believe, 118 companies in the S&P 500 that will report earnings this week. So far, I would give this earnings season an A-, and I'll tell you why here in a bit. We have more earnings on tap this week. We'll hear from the likes of Apple, always one of the most highly anticipated earnings reports of the earnings season. We'll hear from Facebook, one of my holdings in the Premier Growth portfolio. We'll hear from Tesla, which has its following. We'll hear from Merck. We'll hear from Pfizer. We'll hear from ConocoPhillips. We'll hear from British Petroleum and many others, 118 of the 500 S&P 500 companies will be reporting earnings this coming week. And I believe about 9 of the Dow Jones Industrial Average 30 stocks will also be reporting. So we're going to get a good feel for where we're at with the earnings picture. That's a critical one to watch. I look at those aggregate S&P 500 earnings. As long as they're rising, that's one big pro for the market, and it's, of course, based on numbers. As long as those earnings are growing and the multiple doesn't get too fat, we can continue to have a price target on the S&P 500 that is higher than where it's at today. Well, I know what all the naysayers are going to say. The debt and North Korea and government squabbles and this and that. And I've heard it for the last 8 years. I've heard it. I've heard you people. And you've been wrong for the last 8+ years. In the end, when you cut through all the noise and all the static, it comes back to earnings. I was reading a letter. Somebody's moving an account to me that they have at another firm, and they sent me a copy of their statement, and in the statement was the quarterly letter from the money manager or the president of the firm, and he was saying in his letter that we've now entered into bubble-like territory in the market, and he's become very defensive. Well, I disagree. And if you take a look at the big picture section of my newsletter every single week, it comes down to the math. You know, I show you the earnings estimates for the S&P 500, I show you what kind of multiple I think this market will trade at the given the current conditions, current interest rates, current inflation rates, etc., and I show you my target price and how it's computed. And you can throw all kinds of arguments at me, and people do, and they've sold everything and gone to gold and all this and that. In the meantime, the market marches on. Dow Jones at or near 20,000 now, the NASDAQ hitting new all-time highs, S&P at or near new all-time highs at 2,400. So what can I say? The bears have been wrong, and they continue to be wrong. This quarter that is being reported right now, we're expected to see earnings rise somewhere in the neighborhood of 10 to 13% versus the same quarter last year. This is a blowout quarter for the market. And, of course, the market is all about looking ahead. What do the coming quarters look like? What does this year look like in earnings versus last year? And now we're getting a very good glimpse into 2018. And how does that look? Well, there's the driving force, whether you want to be in this market or not. When we come back, we'll talk a little bit of facts here. And my analysis of the current market, which I've been bullish on since 2009. This is Bill Gunderson. We'll be right back.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
Would you like to ask Bill Gunderson a question on the air? Perhaps your investments aren't doing as well as they should, or you have a particular stock or index or maybe even a mutual fund you'd like to have him discuss. This is your opportunity to hear him answer your question live on the Best Stocks Now radio show. Simply email your question by going to the contact page of GundersonCapital.com or call us at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-2378, and we'll select a few questions each week to be read live on the air. Please leave your name and city when asking a question, and you'll be a part of the new Ask Bill segment on the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. If your question is chosen to be read on the air, we'll send you an autographed copy of Bill's Best Stocks Now book. So go to GundersonCapital.com or record your question at 855-611-BEST. What's your question?
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
And welcome back here to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. We want to welcome in our Phoenix, Scottsdale area listeners, where we're now heard every day there, Monday through Friday. And, of course, we're heard in many cities across America. I do this show live every morning from San Diego, California, where my father moved our family when I was about 7 or 8 years old. I've been here ever since. Was at the very first Padre game in 1969. We still await our World Series flag someday, maybe down the road, but it's always fun. Well, let's talk about what the Bears will be talking about this. Here's the worries, okay? You know, if you're in the market, you always need something to chew your fingernails over. I've seen guys that don't have any fingernails because they're worry warts about the market. Well, we've always got political issues in the market. We obviously have a new boss, a new regime in. Trump celebrated his first 100 days at a weekend rally in Pennsylvania. What grade would you give President Trump? Here are the accomplishments that he beat his chest about. Neil Gorsuch's confirmation to the Supreme Court. That happened pretty quickly. A rollback of Obama-era regulations on fossil fuels. They're happy about that in Texas, I'm sure. Steps to protect American manufacturing. I'm sure the Rust Belt, happy about that. Boosting security measures. You know, I've noticed that a lot of the travel stocks have really done well since Trump has been in. The price lines, the Royal Caribbeans, the Carnival Cruise Lines, etc. He's also renewed promises to build a border wall. And here, you know, living in a border town of San Diego, I know a lot of the prototypes of the wall are being thrown up down at our border. That border wall, I don't think it's going to be one solid wall from the Pacific Ocean to the Atlantic Ocean, but I do believe, or to the Gulf of Mexico, I guess. I do believe, however, that it will be more impermeable than it is now. He also is still working on healthcare overhaul and negotiating more favorable trade deals, and NAFTA would be one of those. I heard Pelosi and Schumer, they gave President Trump an F. Pelosi gave him an F minus. There's stocks like that in my app that get an F minus. And Schumer was a little kinder. He gave Trump an F for his first 100 days. Congress averts a government shutdown. Okay, we can put aside that worry if you were biting your fingernails over that one last week. And believe me, I hear it all the time. I'm on Twitter during the day. I'm on Stock Twits. I have 45,000 followers, and I don't follow anybody. It's not like, you know, if I'll follow you, if you follow me. No, these people have found me, and they listen to what I have to say during the day. And when I write my articles for Seeking Alpha, I had a new one out over the weekend on my favorite exchange-traded fund, which is the anti-mall ETF. It's all about online shopping. Yes, there is a pure play out there and an ETF that holds these stocks like Amazon and Shopify, etc. The symbols I buy. I wrote my article, but I always get hate mail and people commenting on how this is a fake bull market. Well, your 401k doesn't really care. It's been going up for the last 8+ years, and they're always telling me about, you know, how these are fake earnings. They're not using GAAP principles. And you know what? Earnings are earnings, and the market follows those earnings. We can worry about North Korea this week. Well, that's always a concern, you know, with these missile tests. They had another one that didn't get off the launch pad too far before it exploded. That's got to always send the crowd scrambling when that happens. But we have that to worry about. We have the French runoff just a week away. We know how the markets got a little bit nervous leading up to the last French election. And then after the French election, we came to work on Monday, and we had a 200-point gain in the market, and the European markets exploded to the upside. So We'll see. Right now, Emmanuel Macron is expected to beat Marine Le Pen, but then again, Hillary Clinton was expected to beat Donald Trump. So we'll see what happens. Netflix was hacked. You know, this is new, new highway robbery. I do own Netflix in my premier growth portfolio. I believe Netflix is one of the stocks changing the way that we do things here in America. Netflix recently signed a licensing deal with China. The Best Stocks Now app, which I invented along with Douglas Apperly and I use for managing money here at Gunderson Capital Management, currently has Netflix ranked at number 58 out of 4,282 stocks, mutual funds, exchange-traded funds. That's based on valuation, technical patterns, and relative strength, momentum. But anyways, the group called the Dark Overlord stole the new season of Orange is Black and said, told Netflix, we'll give it back and we won't release it if you pay us a big fat ransom. Netflix refused to pay the ransom. And now I guess it's out there somewhere on some pirate website. You can watch the upcoming season of Orange is the New Black and know just how it ends if you want to. Amazon is attempting to change the apparel world. That's another stock that I own in my premier growth portfolio. You see, I believe there's stocks of yesteryear like IBM and Cisco and others, and I believe that there's stocks that are in their prime now. And that's why I call them best stocks now. Amazon is going to change the apparel industry now. You know, if this isn't becoming the biggest monopoly the world's ever seen, I don't. You'll be able to scan your body for your measurements, send those measurements, and it will be clothing on demand. They'll make the clothes, they'll send them to you. All right. Twitter rises on Bloomberg partnership. Twitter's going to have a 24/7 news channel, and it's going to be Bloomberg providing the news. I've just always found, you know, whatever which way you lean politically, it's been my observation that Bloomberg leans pretty far to the left, and they will be providing the news feed to Twitter. Dish Networks, we've got a few earnings here this morning. Dish Networks beats by 7 cents. These are all the tributaries that flow into that big river called S&P 500 earnings, which we'll talk about in the second half of the show. Just how is this earnings season going? What has it done to the outlook for the market going forward? Have we had a better earnings season than expected? Is it going worse than expected? We have 118 companies coming up this week that will be reporting that are members of that S&P 500. Here's what we know. Back in 2009, we only earned $59 a share on the S&P. Last year, we earned $118, so the market's been marching higher. It's all about earnings this year now and earnings next year. What do the prospects for the overall market? Should we stay in this bull or should we flee? Well, I base mine on numbers. I'm a number cruncher. That's what we'll do when we come back. This is Bill Gunderson. It's the best stocks now.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST. Or pwstreet.com.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer, mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
Would you like to ask Bill Gunderson a question on the air? Perhaps your investments aren't doing as well as they should, or you have a particular stock or index or maybe even a mutual fund you'd like to have him discuss. This is your opportunity to hear him answer your question live on the Best Stocks Now radio show. Simply email your question by going to the contact page of GundersonCapital.com or call us at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-2378, and we'll select a few questions each week to be read live on the air. Please leave your name and city when asking a question, and you'll be a part of the new Ask Bill segment on the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. If your question is chosen to be read on the air, we'll send you an autographed copy of Bill's Best Stocks Now book. So go to GundersonCapital.com or record your question at 855-611-BEST. What's your question?
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Nearly every day you hear a tragic story on the news about a teenager and the internet. Well, Be Safe Online would like to share some positive news with you. News of families who have prevented similar tragedies because they were protected with the ultimate family internet filter.
A dad from Ohio writes, "It stopped the kids from getting on a few sites that they should not go to. And the best thing is the time restraints. Online time now ends promptly at 11 p.m. No ifs or just a seconds anymore."
Writes a mom in Minnesota, "I questioned my oldest son and he admitted that the ads he saw in a honey magazine made him curious. He went online to check it out and he told me Be Safe Online blocked it. Thank you so much."
And who can forget the dad in Georgia who wrote this? "With Be Safe's help, I managed to keep my 14-year-old away from a guy who, shortly after, was in the paper for raping another 14-year-old. God bless Be Safe." Go to BeSafeOnline.com and protect your family today. That's BeSafeOnline.com, the letter B, then SafeOnline.com.
And welcome back here to the second half of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour, heard through many cities across America, and now heard in the Phoenix, Arizona area, where I'm sure it's a beautiful day there today. My wife and I, we go over there a lot. We enjoy that neck of the woods, and we also enjoy our little neck of the woods here in San Diego. We're going to get up to Minnesota this year, towards the end of the year. We're going to wait till the ice comes back, do a little ice fishing up there. I really want to get up to the Northwest. I had one of the listeners send me some pictures of halibut and cod and crabs and prawns and salmon. I mean, that's the five food groups right there, isn't it? Oh, my gosh, that's the best stuff on earth. And I really want to get up there and do some fishing up in the great Northwest. But I like fishing in the market. That's my thing here. I am a fishing guide in the market that takes people, tried to guide them to the most fertile waters. I can't make any promises, but I'm here neck deep in the water every day, 10 to 12 hours a day, many days, writing my newsletter on the weekends. This is my third decade in the business. I invented my app along the way, the Best Stocks Now app, which I invented for my own use to be able to cut through all of those stocks, ETFs, mutual funds. Right now I have 4,300 in the app, and this helps me separate the wheat from the chaff in a very timely fashion. Well, I believe too many people make the market too complicated. Keep it simple. You know, it comes down to, and it's the same concept for the markets as it is for individual companies. As long as earnings continue to grow, earnings, bottom line earnings, that's what increases the value of a company. And when you see stocks like IBM and Walmart, etc., level off, it's because their earnings are leveling off. They're not growing by double-digit rates anymore. In many cases, they're growing in the low single digits. So it's very difficult to get capital appreciation from stocks where there is no longer any earning growth. Now, you can buy them for the dividend yield. But to me, buying a stock just because of its dividend yield isn't enough. I would also like to get a little bit of capital appreciation along the way, if possible. And so earnings really are the mother's milk of stocks and of indexes. Take the S&P 500, for instance. Back in 2007, earnings of the last cycle peaked. And we started getting downgrades to earnings for the S&P, and the outlook started to look downwards. That was then followed by a terrible bear market of 2008-2009, which took 53% off of the S&P 500. And it was centered around those financials, the mortgage meltdown, the housing crisis, all of that. And it cut into the earnings severely. And earnings on the S&P went from about $89 per share clear down to $59 per share. And the market followed suit. And that's why I believe a little bit of market timing makes sense. When the economy, when the recession looms, we went through the Great Recession. And it didn't happen overnight. It started to get like sandpapering, you know, away and erosion, and pretty soon things started looking down. It doesn't make a whole lot of sense. This is just for all the index investors because there's been a huge move towards indexes. There's been a huge move towards ETFs, which buy, you know, hundreds and hundreds of stocks. I prefer to cherry pick the stocks myself. In the 500 index, there's good ones and there's a whole bunch of mediocre ones. And there's times that the market's favorable because earnings are growing, and there's times when the market is unfavorable because earnings are not growing anymore. Well, they've been growing since 2009. And while the market is influenced the most by earnings, the bond market is influenced most by interest rates. And I don't like the prospects for interest rates going forward. Therefore, I continue to lean heavily in my asset allocation towards equities and ownership as opposed to debt and lending companies money. Well, let's take a look at this current earnings season that we're in. We'll have 118 companies out of the S&P 500, 24%, almost one-fourth of the companies in the S&P 500 will report this week. 58% of the companies in the S&P have now reported earnings, more than half. 77% of the companies that have reported earnings so far in this current earnings season have beat their earnings estimates. That's a very high number. That's well above the average. 68% of the companies that have reported earnings so far have beat their sales estimates. That's also a very high number, much better than expected. Now, these earnings that are now being reported reflect the first quarter of this year, which ended a month ago. The consensus estimate now for this quarter, based on the companies that have reported so far and the expectations that are out there for the other half of the companies that will be reporting, we're expecting earnings growth of 12.5% versus the same quarter last year. Why does the market continue to go higher? Because earnings continue to grow. Now, this 12% growth in earnings that could happen this quarter is well above what we were anticipating as recently as 2 or 3 weeks ago when it was at about 8 or 9%. So far, the earnings coming in have exceeded the expectations. This puts the market on track for the best quarter in 6 years. Now, it's hard to be bearish with that as a background. Go ahead. Try and short the market. Go ahead. Be a bear. See if I care. The bottom line is this is a blowout quarter. And that's why we've had a pretty good start to the year here in 2017. Now it's all about the coming quarters. We've already pretty much priced in this quarter, right? We've seen new highs in the market. We've seen the Dow back at 21,000. I published my target price on the Dow at the beginning of the year. And I update it every single week in my newsletter, which you can go to my website at Gunderson Capital Management. Actually, GundersonCapital.com to follow along with my target prices for the S&P. I've been calling it now for the last 8+ years. How valuable has that been to all of you that have 401ks? I have a model 401k portfolio in my newsletter every week. You have choices in your 401k. Generally speaking, you have large cap stocks U.S., mid cap stocks U.S., small cap stocks U.S., U.S. bonds, U.S. corporate bonds. You have international stocks available to you, emerging market mutual funds, maybe a few of the sectors like technology or the financials. Maybe you have a wide array. Maybe you have these target funds, asset allocation funds available to you. Well, each week in my newsletter, I give you my basic outlook. I know people that have been buying and selling and going to cash in their 401ks off and on for the last several years when they should have just stayed in based on the call that I make every week in the newsletter. Now, there will come a time when we head back into a recession, and that's why I write the newsletter every single week. That's why when I get done with this show, I'll go through my database of 4,200 to get a feel. That's why I watch the earnings estimates coming in. But we're looking for another good quarter that we're now in. We're now in the second quarter of 2017. And this quarter, as it sits right now, we're looking for another good quarter, earnings growth of 8%. And revenue growth of 5%. Now, here's the trick. Here's the caveat. I've been watching these earnings coming in, and it's always been my experience in the market. Usually what happens are the bad companies. What makes for a bad company? A company that's not growing anymore. A company that's not putting money in the shareholders' pockets anymore. We've got companies, bad companies reporting bad earnings, and we've got good companies like Amazon blowing away earnings estimates last Friday. I had four big winners last week, companies that blew away their earnings estimates, including Google and Amazon, including Align Technology, and I had one other one. What was it? I can't remember right now. But this show and the markets and stocks, all about earnings. We talk about them all the time. We'll continue this discussion when we come back. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
Would you like to ask Bill Gunderson a question on the air? Perhaps your investments aren't doing as well as they should, or you have a particular stock or index or maybe even a mutual fund you'd like to have him discuss. This is your opportunity to hear him answer your question live on the Best Stocks Now radio show. Simply email your question by going to the contact page of GundersonCapital.com or call us at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-2378, and we'll select a few questions each week to be read live on the air. Please leave your name and city when asking a question, and you'll be a part of the new Ask Bill segment on the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. If your question is chosen to be read on the air, we'll send you an autographed copy of Bill's Best Stocks Now book. So go to GundersonCapital.com or record your question at 855-611-BEST. What's your question?
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Jack was ready to quit and justified in wanting out. Ineffective boss, deadweight co-workers, no recognition, a struggling business. He dashed off a blistering resignation by email, then hit the delete key. Now, more coolly, he picked up the phone to arrange an evening with an old mentor. Later, he talked things over with his best friend, who happened to be his wife. The next day, a renewed employee went to work. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Lady Lodge. The new Jack was just as aware of his job's shortcomings. Only now, he intended to be the difference he had long wanted to see. The best change to a bad job starts inside us, in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
And welcome back here to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Hey, aren't we supposed to go away in May? That's the old ad. It's the Stock Traders Almanac. Go away in May. Well, you know what? I find that every year is different. It really depends upon the conditions in the economy. What are the conditions in our U.S. economy right now? Well, I'll tell you what, it's running, the economy is running on fumes right now. Why do you say that? Because monetary policy has exhausted itself. The previous administration pretty much used monetary policy all by itself, all by its lonesome, to get what meager growth we did get out of the U.S. economy. We've been growing by about 2% per year over the last several years, and coming out of the deep recession, there should have been some years in there where we had a lot better growth than that, but we relied completely on the Fed and monetary policy keeping interest rates at or near zero for the last 8 years. Well, now you know that they're starting to tighten the screws on interest rates, and that monetary policy is no longer going to assist the economy. We still have an accommodative monetary policy. But if we want to keep the economy growing, something else has got to give here, and that's why I've been clamoring for some fiscal policy. In fact, Fed Chairman Bernanke was clamoring for fiscal policy along with the monetary policy. He kept saying, Congress, we need help over here. We need a little bit of help here to get this economy growing at a better pace again. But he never, his calls fell on dead ears, and he was eventually replaced by Ms. Yellen, who really has not called for that fiscal policy. And in fact, she's against tax reform and tax relief, from what I can tell. But it does appear now that fiscal policy relief help is on the way, and it couldn't come too soon. We just had GDP reported at 0.1%. I mean, that's barely above the line. That's a pulse rate of like 30, you know. Got to get it going better than that. So we do need a shot of fiscal policy. But having said that, when we look at all the tributaries that flow into the U.S. economy, unemployment, jobless claims, industrial production, inflation, all these different things, we still have a favorable picture here in the U.S., in the U.S. economy, that could continue to support a higher stock market, even though one would say it's at lofty numbers. I have people make the argument all the time saying, I want to sell. I just think it's too high. I think it's been hitting new highs. That's not a good reason, all right? You got to look at the numbers underneath. You have to look at the valuations of the market, the dividend yields, the P.E. ratios, the forward P.E. ratios, the anticipated growth rates, S&P 500 earnings, things like that. Those are tangible numbers rather than just a gut feeling that we're too high. I mean, you could have said over the last 8 years, well, we're making new highs here, I want to sell. You could have said that 8 years ago. You could have said that 7 years ago, 6 years ago, 5 years ago. That's not a good reason to sell something because it's hitting new highs. That's a very bad reason, in fact, to sell something. Well, anyways, it's all about the future now. And what does the future hold for the market and earnings? I show a graph every week in my newsletter that shows earnings of the S&P 500 bottoming in 2009. Where were you in 2009? That was not a good year. 2008, that was the year of foreclosures, short sales, bad loans, TARP, you name it. Zero interest rates, the Fed working overtime, the Treasury Secretary working overtime. Banks nearing bust levels, and now here we are 8 years later, and the market's hitting new highs. Why? Because earnings of the S&P 500 have been increasing every single year since 2009. Now, having said that, earnings leveled off over the last 2 years. In 2015 and 2016, we basically had flat earnings. And it was a very difficult market to maneuver through. And the bond market actually outperformed the stock market a little bit during that period of time. But now the bond market's got major headwinds with the Fed tightening and rates starting to drift higher. For that reason, I remain extremely bearish on the bond market. But what do you say, Bill, to the asset allocation models and all the robo-advisors that are buying bonds right now to keep those balances up? Conventional wisdom says that a 60-year-old should have 60% of their money in the bond market. I say phooey on that. I'd say there's a bigger factor than your age that should determine your asset allocation. And that's what's going on in the world. When the world is slipping into recession, which it's not, or when the U.S. economy begins to slip into recession, then you want to lower your exposure to equities in the stock market. Because the markets and stocks follow earnings. And if earnings start to recede, the market's going to recede also. And on the opposite side of the street, the bond market, which is much bigger than the stock market, I call it the bloated bond market. Look at how much is on the balance sheet of the U.S. Treasury in the way of bonds, $1.4 trillion that they need to unload. I just see real downwards pressure on the bond market right now. So I say phooey to the 60-40 asset allocation based on age. I say look at the world around you. You have earnings growing in the stock market, and you have interest rates rising in the bond market. To me, that points the needle heavily, heavily towards the stock market. In fact, I go so far as to make the radical statement that I wouldn't have any exposure to the bond market right now. I think that income investors and conservative investors should look to big blue chip companies paying dividends 2-3% as opposed to U.S. Treasuries paying the same amount, because I don't believe you're going to get the capital appreciation from the bond market. And I think that equities in the stock market continue to offer that capital appreciation. Well, if you'd like to talk to us about money management here, you'd like to get a second opinion, if you'd like to take a look at our newsletter, you can go to our website at GundersonCapital.com, or you can call us at 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST. Have a great day, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.